Shalom Ahuvim, Shalom beloved ones. I want to begin today by singing a little chorus for you today. I'm going to be focusing on Psalm number 118, verse 14. And this little song, this little chorus incorporates that 14 verse. Some of you may have heard it before. It goes like this. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Lai, 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 lai. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. So once again, I'm tying into Psalm 118, verse 14. And Psalm 118, 14 says this, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. How many of us today can really say that the Lord is our portion? You know, when I look at people in life trying to satisfy themselves by the things of the world, I feel so lost because I know that if I was in an environment where all I had to do every day was wake up and try to satisfy myself with what the world had to offer, I would be so depressed. I would be so lost. Seriously, I would be so empty. I'd be like a wasteland. No, the Lord our God is our strength and our song, and he also has become our salvation. I thank God for all the good things that he blesses us with. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. But at the end of the day, if everything else would be stripped away, we'd still be good because we'd still have Jesus, who's our strength and our song and our salvation. And the New Testament uses that word salvation. It's translated as sozos, which means completeness, spirit, soul, mind, and body. We thank you, Father, today for becoming our strength, our song, and our salvation. And we love you, Jesus.